This is JIS News. Coming up, PPV operators get 1 month extension for road license renewal. EU donates science equipment to schools across Jamaica, and government commits $16 million to Forest Conservation Fund. The details after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2 month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-924 for details.
Now the news. Public transport operators have been granted a 1 month extension to renew their road licenses. The new deadline is July 31. Communications manager at the Transport Authority Petra Keane Williams says public passenger vehicle PPV operators who fail to renew their road licenses on or before the new deadline run the risk of having their licenses become permanently invalid.
What this means is that operator would now have to apply as a new applicant, and various fit and proper standards and criteria, including the age of the vehicle, would have to be met.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The renewal of road licenses applies to hackney carriages, route taxis, rural stage carriages, as well as contract and express carriages. The European Union, EU, has donated scientific equipment valued at approximately $8,000 to 8 schools across the country. This is the second such donation made under the Improving Innovation Capacities in the Caribbean InvoCab project, which is spearheaded by the EU in partnership with the Scientific Research Council, the SRC. The schools are Whitfield All Age in Kingston, Seward Primary and Junior High in St. Andrew, Windsor Castle All Age, Portland, Bull Bay All Age and Yallas High in St. Thomas, Islington High and Karen Hall High in St. Mary, and Greater Portmore High School in St. Catherine. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the equipment will assist the schools involved to improve their performances in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM subjects.
Those are the subjects that will actually uncover the innovations, will come up with new ideas that can translate into products and services which can grow us out of the economic challenges that we have.
The InvoCab project seeks to improve levels of innovation in the Caribbean by strengthening capacities in science and using science education to enable poverty reduction. The government has committed to deposit $16 million into the Forest Conservation Fund, FCF, over a 19-year period to ensure the protection of the country's natural resources. The payment arrangement is one of the conditions coming out of the successful merger of the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, EFJ, and the FCF. The merger was a collaborative effort of the governments of Jamaica and the United States, with the union formalized on June 26. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the move will not only benefit the environment, but all Jamaicans. He is expressing appreciation to the U.S. government and members of civil society for their continued support and partnership in the management of the country's natural resources.
As we move forward with the right strategies and the commitment of all involved, I see the new EFJ taking advantage of the opportunities and building on its strengths to play an even greater role in the environmentally sustainable development of this country.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the EFJ's 21st annual general meeting recently. And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, has unveiled its Culture Passport, which will allow holders free access to key cultural and heritage sites across Jamaica. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the project aims to help young people understand their identity and what it means to be uniquely Jamaican.
Every young person will get a passport that entitles them to visit all our cultural sites, our National Gallery, the IOJ, all the cultural events, some at reduced cost.
Minister Hanna was addressing the opening ceremony of the inaugural National Culture Clubs Conference held at the Rex Nettleford Multipurpose Center, University of the West Indies recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.